Stanislaus State Warriors softball returns for game two of today's doubleheader, game four of the series. The Warriors up 2-1 in games, but San Bernardino opening up the day with a victory. Yesterday, we saw a 10-8 win for Stan State in game one. Game two was 4-2 Stan State, but today, opening up, San Bernardino taking that victory. Now, as they return back to the field, Stanislaus State brings out Yaya Himes to start as pitcher. Bayerano as the number one batter in the lineup, and she will ground out the shortstop as Salas makes the throw over to Rosebro, who has entered at first base for the Warriors. Second in the lineup for San Bernardino, Alex Hooper. First pitch outside from Yaya Himes. She had a fantastic day yesterday. She played in game two, pitched a complete game in their 4-2 victory. Now starting out game two again here, Hooper early to the ball, fouls it out. That'll be a 1-1 count with one out in inning one. Couple of changes. Stanislaus State, Madison Rosebro in at first base for Rodriguez. Emily Bigley in left field. Ava Paquin staying in for San Bernardino in the pitching circle. Pitched in all four games this series. One-two count. Hooper swings and misses. Himes with a strikeout. Two early outs against San Bernardino, and this is exactly how game two started yesterday as well. First three innings went by within roughly 15-20 minutes. Game started to slow down as the offense started to rise. First pitch swung on. Bahia fouls it out the third baseline. Bahia watches it goes by. Yaya back in the strike zone, 0-2. Bahia just over 300 batting average. Third one, swings on into right field, and the catch is made. Moxie Barton gets underneath, three up, three down, and we are over to Stanislaus State coming up to the plate.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Play It Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. If you're unable to watch or don't want to pay for the subscription anymore, bluechipbroadcasting.com. You can listen for free. You can even join Brian Nelson on the baseball diamond on bluechipbroadcasting.com when they are at home. So pay attention to that and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Blue Chip Broadcasting. Bottom of the first inning we go. Stanislaus State is up to the plate. They have Barton, Babasa, Bridgman in the lineup to start. San Bernardino had three up, three down with Bayerano, Hooper, and Mejia. And still in the pitching circle for the Coyotes, it's Ava Paquin. She came in late in the first game, able to close it out and get that victory for San Bernardino. And she'll start off game two as well, playing every game this series. Limited innings per game. We'll see how long she lasts here in game four. So Paquin in the circle behind the plate is Sarah Moite. Bejarano remains at first. At second, it's Alex Hooper. Escahurry at third. Shortstop, Katie Griego. In the outfield, Brazil, Mejia, and Luden. First pitch outside from Paquin. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the zone, strike one. Barton swings at one, pops over the second baseman, Alex Hooper, and Barton gets to first. So Barton gets to first for Stan State. He had four at-bats in game one. Her first at-bat reached due to an error, and it looks like it'll be the same in game two. Throw back over to first. Barton able to just stand right back on top. Lavasa on the 1-0. Make it 2-0. Lavasa did not reach base in the first game. Had a sack bunt to start in her first at-bat. Barton takes off. She's going to get to second. Look towards third. Alex Hooper just unable to snag that throw from behind the plate from Sarah Moite. So Barton successfully steals. That is her seventh stolen base this season, her second today. Kabasa lets it go underneath. That's four straight balls from Paquin, and now two on for the Warriors. Barton at second, Babasa at first, and Caitlin Bridgman walks up to the plate. Bridgman, three singles in the first inning. Four at-bats, three hits. Her area that she was striking was around shortstop and second base. Faces a 1-0 count. Paquin will talk to Moite and the rest of her infield. Tough start for Paquin again. Paquin, the Bridgman. Bridgman showed bunt, lets it go by, got that bat back in time, ball two. Now coach going to go out to the pitching circle. 2-0 count for Bridgman. Babasa and Barton will go over, talk to their coaching staff as well. It's Stanislaus State Warrior softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcast.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Paquin stays in the pitching circle for San Bernardino. Bridgman still at the plate. 2-0 count for two players ahead on first and second. That's Babasa and Barton. Catches the low corner, 2-1. Barton got on first due to an error at second base. Babasa was walked. Bridgman looks to bunt again, looking for that left side corner. Paquin could not get it there, so now it's 3-1. The 3-1 pitch needs to get in the zone. Bridgman knocks it into right center field. Here comes Barton all the way home. Babasa gets to third, and it's a double with an RBI for Kalen Bridgman. First hit for Stanislaus State. Kalen Bridgman. Fantastic contact. Out of five at-bats today, she's been on base four different times. And Stanislaus State has the early 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. After a couple of breaks already, San Bernardino is going to take another and make an exchange. We'll get that exchange in just a moment. We'll hear from Crivelli Insurance.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
San Bernardino making a pitching change before the first inning is up. Tara Skinner comes in for the Coyotes, and she faces Bettings. Skinner gets the zone, 0-1 count. Bettings' fantastic play yesterday offensively. Today, reached first base due to a throwing error, and then she had a double to center field in her final at-bat. Now facing 0-2. No outs in the bottom of the first. Two players on. Bridgman is at second. Babas is at third. Betting stays alive as she checks this one over to the Coyotes dugout. The 0-2 from Skinner. Bettings checks at it, dribbles over to second. The throw at home. Oh, she's going to be safe. Babasa gets through home. Fielder's choice brings Babasa in for the second run for the Warriors. Bettings gets to first, and Bridgman now at third. No outs in the bottom of the first. Stanislav 2-0. Camarita knocks this one foul outside the first baseline. The 0-1, Camarita. It's the bottom of the zone, 0-2. Skinner. Camarita knocks it into right field. Bridgman comes home. Mettings to third. She's safe, and Camarita gets the first. Three runs in the bottom of the first as Bridgman comes home. Rosebro coming in for the Warriors in game two, taking the place of Rodriguez at first base. We've seen her bat twice over the last few days and now gets to do so as part of the lineup. Players on first and third. Rosebro watching it go outside. 1-0 count. Outside again. Moite trying to frame it. Count. Rosebro shows bunt down the third baseline. They let it go, and it just dribbles out. Inches away from loading the bases. Rosebro will get back to the plate with the 2-1 count. Rosebro takes a crack at this one over to short. Fielder's choice to first. Gets out Rosebro, but Mettings comes home. Seventh batter for Stanislaus State coming up. They've earned four runs off two hits and a San Bernardino error. A.D. Salas, right-handed batter, comes to the plate, facing off against Skinner. Camarina's on second as Salas gets to the ball early. Fouled out the third baseline. Dallas chose bunt, has to dodge out of the way. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, one on base. Check swing gets behind, fouled out the first baseline. Here's the 1-2. Salas, contact, popped up in the infield, and the catch is made. Camarina stays put at second, and that is out two. Emily Bigley, eighth in the lineup. Right down the middle, 0-1. Bigley goes after it, 0-2. Bigley gets it again down the third baseline, and the ball beats her there. Camarena left on base at second, but Stanislaus State scores four runs in the bottom of the first. It's 4-0 Warriors leading the San Bernardino Coyotes on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Stanislaus State Warrior softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. First inning resulted in a Warrior 4-0 lead. No hits and one error for San Bernardino. Two hits for Stanislaus State. Went through eight of their nine on the lineup. Montes de Oca will be at the plate when the Warriors return to offense. For right now, it's back to San Bernardino. They had three up, three down in the first. They start with Castillo, Brazil on deck, and Griego to follow. One-oh start. Yaya to Castillo, then evens it up at one apiece. Yaya gets it out quick, gets her to swing, strike two. Swings again, this time makes contact and it's foul. Yaya puts it up high, two balls, two strikes. Castillo checks at it again, a little late, and fouled off the first baseline. A 2-2 pitch, contact again, traveling foul, but the run over, making the catch, Foxy Barton. San Bernardino yet to get on base. Brazil on the plate. Little inside. One ball, no strikes, no one on. High on the outside corner, two balls. Contact over to first. Resbro has to get back there, and she does. A ground out from Brazil. Hit it right to Resbro. Two up, two down. Now it's Griego's turn. and the top of the second. Yaya can't quite get it there. 1-0. Joe's bunt. Griego down the third baseline. A throw over. She's there in time. Griego gets the bunt. First hit for San Bernardino. But still facing two outs, and it's Eska Hurry's turn. Throw over to first. Roseborough having to reach for it. Couldn't get the glove back. Eska Hurry, contact, evades Babasa. Griego gets to second. Eska Hurry gets the single. So after facing the first five batters and not allowing a hit, it's back-to-back for Griego, Eska Hurry, and San Bernardino. Moite will come up. Paquin is on deck. Or rather, Skinner is on deck after Paquin exited in the bottom of the first. Got the zone. Yaya with the 1-1 pitch. Too low, skims over the plate, ball two. Got it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Swung at and missed. Second strikeout brought to you by Yaya Himes. 4-0 Stanislaus Day leading San Bernardino. Bottom of the second, we go.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Warrior softball field at the campus of Stanislaus State University in Turlock. Warriors 4, San Bernardino with the goose egg. Warriors 4 runs in the bottom of the first. Barton got on due to an error. Babasa got on from a walk. A double with a single RBI from Bridgman. Fielder's choice got Meddings at first with an RBI. Camarina got an RBI. And then Roseborough, Salas, Bigley, the final three that were up in the first. Grounded out, popped out, and then grounded out. And that leads us to the bottom of the order. The ninth in the batting lineup with Montes de Oca. The left-handed batter will face Skinner, right-handed pitcher. First pitch, strike one. Montez de Oca, the freshman, out of series. A former Bulldog with series high. Walks through the box on the second pitch. Outside the zone, 1-1. Joe's bun backs off of it, but umpire is going to say she went. 1-2. Walking through the box again, but outside the zone. 2-2 in the bottom of the second. Catches a piece. Count stays even at 2. Contact from Montez de Oca. Does she have the speed? No. Out at first as it grounds over to short. Top of the lineup for the Warriors. 8 batters in that first inning. Got all the way down to Bigley. So Montez de Oca at the 9 spot. Went first, grounded out to short, throwing out at first. And now it's Barton. With Babasa on deck, a wild pitch bounces off the glove of Moite. Luckily, no one is on base for San Bernardino. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Skinner. Got the bottom, 1-1. Skinner gets it again. 1-2, 1 out. Barton checks it over to short. Another throw made over to Bayerano. Back-to-back throws made by Katie Griego. Alia Babasa walked in the first inning. 2 outs in the bottom of the second. Two balls for Babasa. Solid contact goes foul. Got the ball a little late outside the third baseline. 2-1, 2 outs. Babasa, contact again. This is fair. Into left field. Babasa gets the first with a single. Babasa, her first time with a hit today, was walked in the first inning. So she got on base for the first time today, but now an actual hit into the stat sheet for Malia Babasa. Now Kalen Bridgman double into center field with an RBI in the first inning. Skinner gets that one in the dirt. Hoyte luckily able to pick that up and avoid the boss advancing for free. One zero under the zone, 2-0. Outside, a throw to first. Babasa gets back on. Two on count. Bridgman fouls this one outside the first baseline over the dugout. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bridgman, more contact, going down the first baseline, and the catch is made for out three. Bridgman flies out to right field, and it's still 4-0, Stanislaus leading after two innings. It's Stanislaus State Warrior Softball and Flo College in Blue Chip Broadcasting.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Top of the third inning, San Bernardino back to the plate. They're at the bottom of their lineup with Skinner, who replaced Paquin in the first inning. Bayerano on deck, Cooper to follow. Warriors lead 4-0 over San Bernardino in game four of the series. San Bernardino took the first today, but the Warriors got both of the doubleheader yesterday. Warriors came into the series 0-4 in conference play. They now stand at 2-5. Hoping to make that 3-5 in the next hour or so. San Bernardino standing at 4-3. Yaya Han still in the pitching circle for the Warriors. 0-1 count after the first pitch. Second one gets underneath. Skinner watches another one go low. Two balls, one strike. Skinner, a little contact, two balls, two strikes. Got her to swing. Third strikeout for Yaya Hines. That's to the top of the order of Bayerano. Hooper on deck. One out, top of the third. Hines has her partially swinging. Got a piece of it anyway, so it's a 0-1 count. Got it again. Back-to-back strikes for Yaya Hines. 0-2, one out, top of the third. Hines, too low. Bejarano, her first two at-bats in game one. They were pop-outs to right center field. Third at-bat, a double to left, and then reached second base on an error. Those were her four at-bats in game one. Yaya allowing Bejarano to stay in the batter's box. Two balls, two strikes. Yaya gets her to swing. Fouled outside the third baseline. A 2-2 pitch. Hines nearly got her. They're going to check first and say she didn't go. Could have been three straight strikeouts for Yaya Hines. Two in the sitting. She ended with Moite at the end of the second. Bejarano with the full count. Got it! Another one! Three straight strikeouts for Yaya Hines and her fourth in the game. Two outs in the top of the third. Alex Hooper was her very first strikeout as the second batter of the game. Hooper will immediately make contact. Popped up. Roseboro shields her eyes, makes the grab, and we go to the bottom of the third with the Warriors leading 4-0 here at Warrior Softball Field.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Again Sports has you covered. From the field to the court and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in, trade up, or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Play It Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Stanislaw State 4-0. Bottom of the third. Batting's at the plate for Stanislaw State. One ball, no strikes. Wild pitch goes to the backstop, ball two. Betting's her first at-bat of fielder's choice that got her to first and brought in a run. One of the four runs earned in the first. Got it on the inside corner. Skinner earned strike one. Two balls, one strike. betting's a little late. Two balls, two strikes. A 2-2, a little high. Mettings goes after it anyway. It's going to foul, and it drops. So Mettings will get to stay in the box. Two balls, two strikes for Addy Mettings. A little miscommunication from third with Escahuri and Moite behind the plate. On the 2-2, Mettings goes after a low one, dribbling over to Escahuri. Mettings is safe at first. So another hit for Stan State. That's their fourth in the game. And it'll be Camarena at the plate. No outs for the Warriors in the bottom of the third. Skinner on the windup. Bounces off the dirt. Mettings takes off, and Moite not even going to attempt it. Advancement for Addy Mettings. Her first stolen base this season, in first attempt even. One oh count for Camarena. Infield having a conversation.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Camarena goes for the bunt. It's going to stay in play. The throw over to first gets her there. But Mettings all the way to third. Sack bunt from Camarena. Now Madison Roseborough was a fielder's choice. Grounded her out. Throw over to first, but she did bring in a run. It was the final run of the first inning for Stanislaus State that she earned with her last at-bat. We'll see what she can do here with Mettings on third in scoring position. Outside, ball one. Roseborough kicks it over into the glove of the shortstop, Griego, and she's able to make the throw to first. Bejarano gets the out on Roseborough, and Mettings has to stay put at third. Sadie Salas up to her, hoping to bring in Mettings. It's the low corner, 0-1. Salas, her first time up, popped out the second in game one. She had a strikeout, had a pinch hitter, but in her first at-bat today, had a single that rolled over second. The 0-1 pitch, Skinner goes high and outside. Dallas watches the 1-1 pitch go by. Mettings back on top of third as the throw made over from Moite is late. Two balls, one strike. Top the low corner again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Salas lets it go. Full count. Salas contact outside the field of play, and the catch will not be made in right field. Salas will get another chance. Still at a full count. Salas winding back. Let's it rip into left center field. That'll be a hit. Bringing in Meddings for run number five. And Salas gets on first. Two outs in the bottom of the third, but the Warriors with five runs already through three. Emily Bigley up to the plate, the left-handed batter. Bigley was the final batter in the first inning. Eighth in the lineup. She grounded out to third. Looking, showing bunt. Salas will get back to first, but it will be a strike. 0-1. Check that. Count is 0-2. Check over Bigley. Thrown out at first, Salas was able to bring in the RBI of Meddings for run number five. It's 5-0 Warriors leading San Bernardino at Warrior Softball Field. To the top of the fourth we go. San Bernardino brings up Mejia next.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Now, Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Stanislaus State Warrior Softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. You can watch live on Flow College or listen for free at bluechipbroadcasting.com. Top of the fourth, Stanislaus State leads 5-0. Four runs earned in the bottom of the first, one in the bottom of the third. San Bernardino, two hits and an error, but yet to get through home plate. Throw over Montes de Oca into the glove of Babasa. Earns an early out one in the top of the fourth. Contact made from Castillo into left field. He'll easily get to first. Now it'll be Brazil. She grounded out to first base in the second inning in her first at-bat. In game one, did not get on base. Had two ground outs, a pop out, and a fly out. Too low from Yaya Hines. One-oh pitch, swung on, pop up in the infield. A throw over to second. Babassa will get Castillo out and not attempt the throw to first for Brazil. Griego, contact into center. And that catch will be made. Another quick half inning as San Bernardino still scoreless, leaving one on. 5-0 Stanislaus State leading San Bernardino at Warrior Softball Field.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
San Bernardino left one on in the top of the fourth. Have yet to get through home plate. Stanislaus State 5, Coyotes 0. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. You're watching Stanislaus State softball on Flow College, listening on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. It's Tara Skinner inside the circle for the Coyotes. Behind the plate is Moite. And for the Stanislaus State Warriors at the bottom of the lineup for the second time, it's Montez Deoka. He grounded out as the first batter in the second inning. Now trying to get on base early in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-0 pitch from Skinner. Montez Deoka goes for the bunt and goes foul. The 1-1. Little change up, Montez Deoka into left center field, and that catch will be made. The one out in the bottom of the fourth, Montez Deoka heads back to the dugout, and we're back to the lineup to the top. Barton reached first off an error in her first at bat, and then grounded out to shortstop in her second. Shows bunt, gets it down, and she's safe at first. Barton gets there. One out, Barton on first. Malia Babassa back to the plate. Been on base both times in game two. She was walked the first time, had a single to left field her second time up, immediately showing bunt with Barton ahead of her on first. Let's it go in the zone, 0-1. Skinner, the 0-1 pitch, a throw back to first. Barton gets back on it. One ball, one strike, one out, one on for Stanislaw. Outside, ball two. Here's the 2-1 for Skinner. Looked a little inside, but Bassa tries dodging, but it is strike two. So ball two, two strikes, one out. Babasa, contact over to third. Eska hurried to second, and they'll allow Babasa to get to first. Fourth batter this inning for Stan State, Caitlin Bridgman had a double to center field to bring in a single RBI and had a fly out to right field in the second inning to end it. Here it is, back to right field on the fly out, and the catch is made for out three. 5-0 Stanislaw State over San Bernardino. It's Warrior Softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Stanislaw State Warriors softball leading 5-0 over the San Bernardino Coyotes. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. Stanislaw State ended the bottom of the fourth with a flyout from Bridgman to right field. Her last two at-bats going in that same exact place. San Bernardino, on the other hand, coming up to bat, it's Eska Hurry. San Bernardino yet to get through a home plate, have had three hits, one error. Eska Hurry trying to find the outfield, but who's stopping her is Sadie Salas. A reach of the glove earns out one just based on one pitch. Yaya Hines still in the circle for Stanislaw State. Pitched a complete game in game two yesterday. Has pitched all four innings so far and continuing through the fifth. She has four strikeouts, one of them being against Moite, who currently sits at the plate. 0-1 count with one out in the top of the fifth. A little contact made, gets strike two. Little outside for Yaya that time. One ball, two strikes. On deck is Skinner, who also struck out against Yaya last time. Just a little low. Boite gets to stay in the box. Moite, contact, Yaya snags it in the circle. A quick pitch over to Rosebro, gets out two. Tara Skinner out of Menifee, played at University of Hawaii Hilo. Coming in to pitch for Ava Paquin, who started the game. Taking place in the lineup as well. Her first at bat, a strikeout. Now faces the 1-0 count against Yaya. Flies this one to right field, being tracked down by second base, Malia Babasa. Three quick outs, three up, three down for San Bernardino, and it's back to Stan State's lineup with Mettings, Camarena, and Rosebro on deck.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit pricefordofturlock.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Stanislaus State leads 5-0 over San Bernardino in game four of the series. Addie Mettings is at the plate with a 1-0 count against Tara Skinner. Mettings, inning one, the fielder's choice, got to first and also brought in a run, then had a single to third base in her second at bat. Two balls, no strikes for Mettings. Third time going through the batting lineup for Stan State. A 2-0 pitch, low and outside, three balls, no strikes. The 3-0, Mettings watches it go, and just on the low side line, 3-1. Betting swings on the 3-1, catches the piece and into the net. Full count. Full count pitch. Betting swings, misses. First strikeout from Tara Skinner today. Camarena steps up. Had a sack bunt and a single into right field that brought in an RBI. Little change up in the zone. Skinner on the 0-1. Just out. No, they call it inside. Good framing by Moite. One ball, two strikes against Camarena. Catches a piece and stays at the plate. The 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Camarena goes after it. Popped up into left center, and the flyout will be caught by center fielder. That's Daniela Luden. Now back to Madison Roseborough. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Stanislav 5, San Bernardino 0. Roseborough first pitch is just outside. One ball, no strikes. Roseborough, contact over to short, the pickup, the throw in time. Three outs against the Warriors in the bottom of the fifth. It's 5-0. Stanislaus State over San Bernardino on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between. Our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in. Trade up or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Play It Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. Yaya Himes, a complete game yesterday and close to another one today. Allowed three hits so far, but no runs scored. Stanislaus State, four runs in the bottom of the first, one in the bottom of the third. Himes takes the circle again. Bridgman behind the plate. Roseborough at first, Babasa second, Salas at shortstop, and Montez de Oca at third. In the outfield, Barton, Bettings, and Bigley. Top of the lineup, Bayerano, a solid contact on the first pitch of the inning, lands in fair play. Bayerano rounding first, gets to second. A throw would never make it in time, and so Bayerano starts out the top of the sixth well for San Bernardino. In for Alex Hooper is Nadine Juarez, the freshman from San Bernardino, played at Cajon. One out count. Two balls, no strikes. Juarez 13 at-bats, 2 hits, 2 runs. And the line out to second gets her back in the dugout. Some contact made to the infield and the throw out at first. The second out in the inning. Castillo comes up. Strike one. 0-1 count. Bejarano still stays at second. Contact to right field, and Moxie Barton is there to make it out. Number 3, San Bernardino still scoreless, and Stanislaus State with 5 runs as they're back up to bat.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Stanislaus State, bottom of the sixth, leading 5-0 over San Bernardino in the 4th game of the series. Salas is up for the Warriors. Kara Skinner still pitching for the Coyotes. Salas' first pitch will pop it up to second, and the catch is made by Nadine Juarez. Emily Bigley ground out in her first 2 at-bats. 1-3, 1-shortstop. Goes that direction again. The throw over from the shortstop. Griego gets to first for Bejarano to get 2 quick outs. All 3 of her at-bats ground outs to that left side. Bottom of the lineup, Montes de Oca. It ground out to shortstop in her first to fly out to left center field. In her second at bat, this is her third time to the plate. Skinner's first pitch to her shows bunt, rolls over to third. Escahuri beats her out to first. A quick half inning, 5-0 Stanislaus State. To the 7th we go. San Bernardino comes up with Brazil, Griego, and Escahuri.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options.
located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue. You can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
To the seventh inning at Stanislaus State University in Turlock, the Warriors lead 5-0 over the San Bernardino Coyotes. Need a lot of offensive work from the Coyotes if they want to see the bottom of the seventh. Yaya Himes still in the pitching circle. It's Venegas up first. Wants to put a lot of power behind this ball. Not going to go for it on the first pitch. 1-0 count. Venegas did get a chance to bat in the first game. And here, rolling this over to Salas, who then makes the throw and gets Venegas out. Had a ground out to third in game one. And this time, Salas takes it up and flings it over. One for Griego. Outside, two balls, one strike, one out. Gets it a swing down third and called foul. The 71st pitch for Yaya Himes. Full count, three balls, two strikes. And just outside, Griego going to first. One out, Griego on first, Escahurry up to the plate. Got a single in her first at bat, a line out to short. Here's a pickup, Abasa gets to second out there. Throw over will not be attempted from Salas. By now, the Warriors just one out away. Anna Maria Nuno, the senior from Moreno Valley, will come in to pinch hit for San Bernardino. She'll be in for Moite. If she's able to get on base, Skinner will be up next. Two outs in the top of the seventh. First pitch from Yaya to Nuno is a ball. Contact, fouled out the first baseline. One ball, one strike, two outs. The 1-1 pitch from Yaya, too low. You know, 20 at-bats, two hits, no runs. Gets this over, dribbling to third. The throw from Montez Tioca will be made to first, and that does it. Stanislaus State, Yaya Himes, not allowing any runs. Four hits, one error. Stanislaus State, five runs, six hits, no errors. The Warriors take three of the four games of the series, and we'll have your player of the game in just a couple minutes. Keep it right here on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal. Making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru, love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru, adventure starts here. Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today. At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball in Turlock. We have Yaya Himes back with us again for the second straight day. You have completed two games in a row. I asked about your arm yesterday, over 100 pitches, today over 70. How does arm feel now?
Arm's feeling a little sore, for being honest. I woke up this morning and I had to heat it a little bit, get it moving, but honestly, we're doing great. Grateful for the next couple of days off, and then we'll get right back to it.
And now, yesterday you allowed two runs, and then today a complete shutout. How does that feel, just that feeling of knowing that they couldn't score?
Man, honestly, it feels great. Honestly, I can't do it all by myself, though. I got to give it all to my defense and my offense, helping me out there with my coaches and all of that, too.
And you talked about having a couple days off. How do you take this momentum from winning three of the four games this series through an entire week where you're not going to play?
Yeah, so we stay hard, stay strong in the bullpen. We get back in the weight room, and we just make sure we're treating our bodies right, what we're putting into our bodies, what we're eating, you know, what we're drinking, making sure we're having a lot of water, a lot of rest, a lot of stretching. Personally, I do a lot of visualization work in between the off days, so I imagine myself what I'm going to do next time I'm on the mound, next pitch that comes, how I'm going to focus and handle that next batter.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Also have the catcher, Caitlin Bridgman, with us. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
3-4 on the series. And now, to start off this second game, you had a double with an RBI to start the scoring. How did that help you and the rest of the team lead on for the rest of the offense?
I feel like it just built a little confidence for the rest of our team, knowing we saw the same pitcher again, and just knowing that we can keep hitting her. I think that's good for the rest of the lineup, just feed off that.
Now, 4 runs in that first inning, absolutely incredible. And on the defensive side, you're behind the plate, and you're a transfer coming in. What has the chemistry been like that you've been trying to build with your pitchers?
Honestly, normally it comes kind of hard, but for this team, it was just super easy, which is really nice and easy on us because we just like clicked right away. So it just makes softball and everything so much more fun and easy for us, you know?
And now the same question that I asked Yaya, you have a week off and then come back to playing. How do you prepare for that, knowing you have a week off and trying to carry this momentum going 3-1 on the season?
I think just taking advantage of the rest that we get, but also working hard when we are back on the field practicing. Just, I think our intention at practice needs to be a lot more sharp to make sure we don't keep getting behind, you know? But I think, yeah, just taking advantage of this rest and letting our bodies heal and just feeling the vibes, you know?
Awesome. Well, congratulations once again. Stanislaus State taking down San Bernardino, sweeping in the second game. Congratulations, Caitlin.
Thank you.
You've been watching Stanislaus State Warriors softball, listening on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. That does it for this week's series, the first homestand in CCAA play. My entire Stanislaus State crew, I've been the voice of choice, Levi Flores. We'll see you in a couple weeks when softball returns to Turlock.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.